It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. This is Baskin and Phelps. Coming up at noon, Paul Hoynes is going to join us from the Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Talk a little Guardians. Nice win last night. And then at 1 o'clock, there are six of them now. Six quarterbacks on the Browns roster. It's a lot to keep track of. We're here to help. We're going to play the new game show that's sweeping Northeast Ohio. Get to know your Cleveland Browns quarterbacks. That's at 1 o'clock. No prizes involved.
Do you have music or anything that goes along with it?
I don't know. We're gonna
is there a showcase
out.
Showdown at the end?
I hope so.
I don't think so.
You don't think there is?
No, probably
what's,
not.
What's behind door number three?
Air. That's what you win, air.
Tell me Carol Merrill.
Man.
It's a reference.
I got to know. Hang on. I'll tell you.
Carol Merrill. She was the gal on Let's Make a Deal who Monty Hall would always say, you know, what's behind door number two, Carol Merrill? And Jay Stewart was his announcer. And yes, I spent way too much time sitting in front
Jeff,
of a television.
I want to congratulate you on making a reference for someone who is still alive.
Thank you.
84 years old.
I can't help it if I know worthless stuff.
I'm just happy you found someone who's still with us. These usually turn into somebody who would have been 138.
It is true.
I'm sure Jay Stewart's gone. He was the announcer. Looks a lot like Roy Clark. There's another bad reference for you. The NCAA has made a big decision, boys. Guess what?
Monty Hall would have been 104 this year.
Do you love the NCAA basketball tournament?
And I love it.
You want more?
Yeah.
You're not getting it yet.
I don't want more.
They're staying at 68 teams in the NCAA tournament for this coming season. Format's not changing. Men
no
or women.
Greed? No more greed? We couldn't get everybody
let's
in?
Not, come on.
For a year.
Okay. Come on. Right. Of course there's greed. Staying at 68 teams. But there are discussions about possibly expanding to 72 or 76 ahead of the 2027 NCAA championships.
Got to make some money.
Well, what do you guys think? I personally thought 64 was perfect. Everybody's in, you play, you go. Not everybody, but I mean that's an option. You had your 64 teams and you went. You know, that's it. I mean, 10th seeds aren't winning the NCAA championship. So most of the teams that were in there who you thought had a chance were in the tournament. Okay, very, very few teams who you thought could win the whole thing weren't ever in the tournament. And that's still the case. I don't know that you needed to add four more to go to 68, but that's where they are now, and so that's fine. Would you like to see every team eligible?
Every team is technically eligible when the season starts.
Actually in the tournament.
Would I like to see every team in the tournament?
Every team is involved. No. And that would mean now some teams could get a bye. You know, you could put teams in, you know, the big conferences or go with rankings and give a bunch of teams a bye actually right into the tournament. I think this might be fun. You know, give the top, I don't know, computer ranked 40 teams, you know, you're in, whatever. I don't know. I'm spitballing here. And then every other Division I school plays it down, and you can win your way into the field. Would that work?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Why have conference tournaments then?
I don't know why you should. I think they're stupid. They're there to make money and nothing else. I mean, that's what the MAC tournament is for, nothing but to make money. And I love the MAC.
The MAC tournament is the reason why you should have a tournament, so that you know that at least you got you got your one team and they're going to be hot going into the tournament.
Or you could say our number one team all season long clearly got knocked out in the second round. What good does that do you?
Jeff, the beauty of your vision of the NCAA basketball tournament and mine are totally different. The beauty of the NCAA basketball tournament is that any five guys from any Division I school in the country have the opportunity to win. That opportunity alone, whether they do it or not, makes the NCAA men's basketball and women's basketball tournaments compelling. I want to talk about schools that we never talk about. The SEC had 14 teams last year in the tournament.
Yeah, I know.
It's 11. I think what's crazy is
it's preposterous.
I watch the Mid-American Conference tournament every year. They're always, and what happens is sometimes you get a MAC team that probably should be in, but isn't in, but the 14th best team from the SEC team is in.
Well, it's
and by the way,
that's
not,
exactly my point, Andy.
I can't stand that. Like, 14 teams in from one conference is ridiculous.
If Toledo runs the table in the MAC and then gets knocked out in the second round of the MAC tournament, well, that's too bad. Many conference tournaments, especially the ones that result in just one team, you know, which unfortunately is the Mid-American Conference in most recent years, mm-hmm. is to me, that's a shame. Would you like to see every Division I team actually involved in some kind of a tournament that would lead to the NCAA tournament? I mean, it's been done in other things. I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, I had an epiphany just now. Tell me if you like this idea.
I mean,
because and if they do expand again, we're asking ourselves, what does the Big Ten Conference Championship mean now? It doesn't mean anything
in basketball or football.
In basketball,
okay.
In basketball, I mean, you're talking about, was the seventh, eighth, ninth team going to make it in? What if? Let me just say this. Let's say they do go. They wanted to get more teams in, or they could put everybody in. What if you played the conference tournament to start the season? And it might have some meaning there earlier in the year. Then you play out the regular season, which, by the way, is much harder than winning a tournament.
Well, what point?
And would that not give more value to winning a regular season championship?
What point would the conference tournament really do, though?
It's a preview, and then you get all kinds of it gives you the opportunity to build up the regular season, to build up what you have. Because right now it's like no one really cares about college basketball during the regular season. All anyone cares about theirs. Maybe now if you put the tournament at the beginning of the year, play that there. Now you got a chance. Now you got teams going head-to-head in the beginning of the season. People might be a little bit more interested. Still, you're going up against the NFL. That's kind of a problem. But you're there, and you can build a little energy towards the regular season. And then, and Jeff, I think you would be all in favor of this. Then you would make the regular season actually mean something. It's way harder to win a regular season title than it is to win a short tournament at
Absolutely.
The end of the year.
Which is my point.
And why not give value to the regular season, especially in the Mid-American Conference, right? I mean, those guys beat each other up every night. Every game, those guys are beating each other up. And then you figure out what you want to do at the end. Because if you're going to put everybody in, maybe the conference tournament would be more valuable at the beginning of the season than at the end of the season. Just an epiphany, that's all.
It would be tough to throw all of them in there because there's 361 Division I basketball programs, men's basketball programs. So,
yeah.
So like going, all right, everybody in the pool would really be a mess. And that's before we even get to the fact that 361 is an odd number.
But they kind of already are all in right. now, so right? So if you win right. your tournament, you're now right, you're
right.
in.
Yeah. Everyone has a chance, which is what makes this thing as fun as it can be. The question that I've always had when it's come to the basketball tournament for both the men's and the women's is it's one and done. It's what makes it awesome. Yeah. It what makes it want to come, you know, make you want to watch this. But does it truly tell you who the best team is in college basketball?
No, it tells you. It tells you who won a tournament.
Exactly.
Yeah. Who the best team at the end of the season is, though.
Not even really
tells you that.
I don't think it does that either, Andy. It's who won a game. I mean, who won a game? There's a reason that the NHL and the NBA play a series. Major League Baseball plays a series. They want to find out who actually is the best team.
Yeah, but now we're finding out it doesn't really matter, right? With Major League Baseball, if you're a wild card team, you got a chance.
But you still have to win a series.
Yeah, but like we've sat here before and you've said, well, you know, the baseball playoffs don't really mean. I mean, the harder thing is to win the regular season, right?
Without question.
Okay, but so you're also saying the World Series champion may not necessarily be the best
team.
That
is correct.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, that's correct.
They're the best team, the hottest team at the end of the season if you're going to win.
That's absolutely. That's it.
And the goal is to be the last team standing. So therefore, in my world, that makes you the best team that year. Because people aren't going to go back in history and go, oh, who won the President's Cup? They might in the NHL because they actually give out a cup for it. But who was it with the best regular season record? Like, the only time I ever remember that is Golden State, because the Cavs beat them in the end.
The Mariners. Mariners?
Yeah, the one that the Indians beat. The Indians knocked out.
Yeah, yeah.
With 111
win. They win 116. Something like 116,
that.
111. I think it was the 0-1 Mariners. Correct me if I'm wrong on X, because I'm off the top of my head.
It might be 0-1. But, again, it's like, okay, so what's the goal here? What's the goal? I don't have a problem.
Well, if you're the NCAA, you know, you're... I mean, it's a great event. It's just... Do you want to keep tinkering? Will it make it a better event? Or do you tinker too much and turn it into a lousy event? I don't know.
Well, and we'll go off of something you two gentlemen know quite well, which is television ratings. The first 2 days of the NCAA tournament
huge.
Are, well, now the new first 2 days, the ones that the Dayton games.
Oh.
And it's nothing against Dayton when I say these things. Dayton does a wonderful job with these games, but those games don't get the massive ratings that you would expect. It's ratings bonanza.
Right, because people don't consider it the NCAA tournament.
Correct. Those, what are the play-in games, I think they call them?
Yeah, play-in games.
Those play-in games don't. Now, the first 2 days of the tournament that we're talking about, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I mean, gosh, that's one of the best weekends in sports. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall basketball anytime you flip on the TV from noon to midnight. It's as good as it gets. Heck, even down to 2 a.m. So,
well, let's just say you went to 128 teams and you add another weekend onto the front end.
So why would you take the worst part of the tournament and try to get more of the worst part?
Because
money.
TV ratings.
But even if they're...
Even bad TV ratings means TV and revenue.
And you know who would love that?
Somebody would pay... Your worldwide leader would pay big money for extra games.
It's all about content. Yep. And the betting sites would absolutely love it.
Oh, they'd go
it.
Bananas.
They would love it. That's at 128.
I can't live in this life where I'm looking around going, okay, let's make sure the gambling companies are covered, because I know the gambling companies are going to be covered no matter what. We could
put TV on.
And it would cover the gambling companies.
I don't know. Is the NCAA partnered with any of them yet?
First shot of the second half is an air ball. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, you're right.
Don't.
Too soon?
Just don't even do it. I'm still bummed.
Your odds, though, be triple, quadruple of that happening, though. More teams in. But I don't know. Are you changing the number of games in the regular season, the maximum games you're allowed to play? That's another question.
We're in a situation right now where something is as close to perfect as you're going to get it while still maintaining the model, right?
I think this is as good as it gets. I think the play-in games have detracted from it.
I agree completely. But that, you know, it's like the extra playoff teams in baseball.
Yeah.
That genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah.
You are not getting that back in.
Yeah, I doubt they're reeling
it back. You'll never see those go away.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Take some kind of god to step in and go, you know, the god of sports would have to walk in and go, no more wild card and throw that back in. But that'll never exist.
How about this? Would you go 128 teams? One extra round, maybe on campus sites? And then you get to the NCAA tournament. That would give 64 more teams, or in this case, 60 more teams, a chance to play for the NCAA tournament. I mean, there are things they could possibly do to... I mean, it would only take one night. Can you imagine the bonanza, or one weekend? You know, you schedule one weekend open. And all of a sudden, there are 64 games, and the winners all go to the NCAA tournament, something like that. But that takes away the selection show, and it minimizes conference tournaments and everything. I just
let me ask you this: do they make more money on a selection show, or do they make more money by having?
By the way, more games.
I don't think I wouldn't be at campus sites. I'd still be at neutral sites because you still got to bid on the neutral sites. And there's more money to be made if they move those games to neutral sites, I would believe, than at a campus site. I could be wrong.
And you could still...
I could be wrong.
You could play 8 games a weekend, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just one win and you're in type of thing. Except you'd end up with really bad mismatches.
Would you rather see 128 really teams... Bad. Would you rather see 128 teams play in the NCAA tournament and eliminate... The conference tournaments? The conference doesn't want that.
No, they don't want it because the conference makes money.
Yeah.
Yep. All about the money. Paul Hoynes isn't all about the money. He's about the baseball. Covers the G's for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. He's coming up next right here on Baskin and Phelps. And at 1 o'clock, you're involved. Get to know your Cleveland Browns quarterbacks. Call in. I'll ask you questions. We'll see what you know about the 6 Cleveland Browns quarterbacks on Baskin and Phelps.